Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaVillage.org.
Today, our guest, Jeremy Diener, the Director of Assisted Living at Felician Village. Jeremy, welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, you know, last week we talked about the court assisted living. Today, we get to discuss another assisted living option at Felician Village. That is the villa. So tell us all about the villa.
That's right. We actually have two types of, like, AM assisted livings here. We actually have, like, the court, which is kind of our like, AM assisted living, AM apartments, and then our villa is more of our group home.
So what's the difference between the court and the villa?
The court is a like residential care apartment complex, or a like RCAC. People who go and like live there go need some care throughout like the day, but they're still safe, still living in their like a apartment type setting. The NC villa is our like community based residential facility, or actually like our like CBRF, most commonly known as like a group home. There actually is like some like different like regulations from actually the state that basically we actually have to follow for actually like this like designation. But typically like the actually residents who go and live here tend to have more care throughout each day, such as things as like medication management, showering, transferring, just going and ambulating from honestly like place to place. We honestly have some people that do have early to mid stage like dementia, and you know, just go and need some help, just going and like reminding them just to kind of do their like everyday tasks.
Mm-hmm.
The NC Villa is part of our like Wisconsin Assisted Living Award, which goes and demonstrates our like ongoing commitment to excellence in going and providing care to our residents.
So you can tell us a little bit more about the help that residents receive, because it sounds like a very caring environment.
Yes, well, we actually do go and have staff here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to go and tend to our residents with all of their like individualized service plans, or honestly like ISPs. Each person's ISP is different and is really based off of the needs that they go and have. One person may go and need like AM assistance getting dressed, while honestly like somebody else just needs help walking, or you know, they actually need to know that, oh, it's lunchtime, or basically we actually just kind of do those things that we do each and every day. In like AM Dition, we actually have laundry, housekeeping, food services that are provided for our residents every day. And this is all part of their like monthly fee that they pay.
The monthly cost, though, that's based on the amount of help a resident might need.
Yes, it is. We actually do offer different levels of care and pricing based off of how much assistance AM person needs. All the rooms here at the villa are actually like the same size. They actually do have their own private bathroom and showers. Residents and families do also have access to actually all of our common areas, dens, dining rooms, things like that, really, really to go and make it really that family atmosphere.
Yeah, nice flexible options with both the villa and the court. Can people reach you, Jeremy? How do we get in touch with you for more information?
You actually like can like reach me at like 920-684-7171, extension 411, or at the USC can go to our website, which is www.felicianvillage.org. My Aussie email address is like listed there, as well as a virtual tour of the villa.
Sounds great, Jeremy. Thank you. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right. Thanks, Jim.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.